Well, of course, it mixed feelings after 34 years in the All Ireland and 10 general elections. It's a break with a big part of my life, but the time comes when you have to make up your mind that you just had to let someone else take over, let a new generation come forward. And I'm delighted now that we do have two high-profile candidates in this constituency of Donegal. We have the Minister, Joe McHugh, who's a colleague of mine there for over 10 years, and also now that Paddy Hart has been selected and nominated by the party, another very high-profile candidate. I believe that with such two high-profile candidates going into the election, we have a great chance of maintaining our two seats in Donegal.
There had inevitably been speculation that you would go back on your decision to retire and that you would allow your name go forward again. Realistically, was that ever likely to happen?
Well, I informed the Taoiseach over a year ago, a year and a half ago, and also all my constituents and party members in Donegal. That was my decision not to go forward at the election. I suppose I was there was a bit of rethinking going on as well, and several approaches were made. But I decided at my stage of my life that I have contributed as much as I can to being a representative for Donegal. It was a tremendous honour, a tremendous pleasure, and I made lots of friends throughout the county, and I'm grateful to everyone for the continued support. But there is a time when you have to walk away from these things. Most people have to walk away from what they're doing during their working lives. Had I been teaching, I would have been retired over 10 years ago.